Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of The Things You Cannot Touch. It's called The Things You Can't Touch. This is gonna be a really long episode. Actually, it might not be. I hope.
Yeah, who knows?
Yeah. Anyway.
Who knows? I might be really succinct and to the point.
Don't be succinct. Say everything that you want to say. This episode is special again, and this special pertains to the fact that it is Women's History Month. So yeah, the topic is gonna be based on that. You don't know your question yet.
Yeah, and I don't. Which is not fair.
Yeah, like, that's just how it is.
I can't wait to hear my question. Oh my god.
Yeah, it as well.
It's exciting.
Anyway, I wanted to announce that we're no longer having seasons anymore. We're just gonna have episodes, and like, you're gonna see that change. And I don't want anybody to ask me questions like, where's season one, where's season two? It's not there. It's just episodes. Beside me is a special guest, in a sense that she has been here since the beginning. Wow. And if you scroll all the way to episode
don't
one
even scroll, you don't have to.
Of the whole like podcast, you will see you this young lady. I'm going to allow her to introduce herself to you now.
Hi, guys. Okay. My name is Elizabeth. Some people know me as Temi Dayo. I don't mind either. My name. So my name is.
Can you please tell them your
all of the above
Instagram handles and things of that nature?
I don't think they need it,
because I'm gonna like put it on anyway.
I don't think you guys need it.
Her Instagram is, what's your Instagram? T, I always forget order. VIX
27 in Roman numerals. Work it out. It's a riddle. Work it out.
They didn't ask for a riddle.
It's gonna appear on the screen.
Wait. But the main Instagram that you need to go and attend is Journal
attend
with
the
Tea.
Instagram is crazy.
Journal with Tea. Wow. Thank you so much. And make sure you
don't
go
have to.
And journal with her. Stop saying rubbish to Sorry. The people. Anyway, it's about time for us to actually genuinely get into like the deep conversation. Hopefully we don't. Well, hopefully I don't get cancelled.
Hopefully I don't
think
you'll get
cancelled.
I would like to believe that I won't get cancelled. I don't think I have cancelable views and opinions. Maybe
you don't know what the question is.
Yeah. That's
okay.
Actually true.
So the question that I have for you today is, Elizabeth,
I'm shy.
Wow. Sorry. Okay.
You can't scream into my mic.
I'm so sorry.
What?
Apologies.
I'm shy.
Elizabeth, genuine question that I want you to answer. I have a lot of places that this is gonna
my lead.
But the question is, what, Elizabeth, what is womanhood?
Oh, okay. Good question.
Wow.
What is womanhood? I like that question. I should just answer it off the bat.
Read the notes.
Yeah, I'm not going to read your notes. I'm going to read my own notes in my brain.
In your brain. Like, what is womanhood?
What
genuinely?
Is womanhood?
Yeah.
This is a good question. Mm-hmm. I really like this question, you know.
Okay, so can I answer it?
Because.
Sorry.
I think if I say womanhood is whatever you want it to be, then it's like so cliche and ambiguous.
Okay.
But I do think that to some extent it is whatever you want it to be.
Mm-hmm.
I think womanhood looks different to every woman.
Yeah.
Wow, and
that's
so
interesting.
Yeah, that's my belief. It's gonna look, there are some things like for example, in my head, I'm a black woman, so
yeah.
Like womanhood is shaped by my blackness. Like,
yes.
My other things that influence my identity, like being Nigerian,
yeah,
being a Christian, etc., etc. So, like, I think I cannot separate my womanhood from those things as well. It's that intersectionality.
Because I was going to bring that up. Like, that word is somewhere in my notes.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk about it. The intersectionality.
Yeah. They exist like this.
Yeah. The concept of a woman.
Yeah.
But the question isn't really what is a woman right now.
Yeah.
What is womanhood?
Soft living.
So the definition that the internet has given.
Gentility. I'm sorry.
This is gonna just be a long episode.
I hope not.
Actually, can I say the definition?
Yeah.
The definition.
And then I'll choose whether I disagree with it.
Okay, cool. The definitions that Google gave me was the state or condition of being a woman. That was one. The next one was the qualities considered to be natural to or characteristic of a woman.
I don't like that one.
Okay. And then just women considered collectively.
Fez. Yeah, I like that.
The second one is very interesting to me.
I don't like that one.
Being natural too.
Yeah, I don't think there's like
wow.
I don't want to get cancelled.
Yeah. See, that's what I was talking about.
Okay. Are there natural? The thing is, I don't know. Are there any natural inherent characteristics that are womanly? I don't think inherently, not really.
Okay.
Not necessarily.
Fair. Not inherently, but societally. Do you know what I mean?
So who?
Societally.
Okay.
According to society. If I'm allowed to say that. You know what I meant.
I know.
So try not to bully me on the internet.
I just want everyone to really feel included. No language barrier.
Okay. You broke the barrier of language. That was really
It wasn't broken because no one translated what you just said. But that's okay.
But I think the general public understands the concept.
Yeah.
Thank you. So what that meant was, there isn't, as you said, any inherent qualities of being a woman.
Yeah.
Whilst people may beg to differ that there is an inherent womanity.
Which is what?
See what I did there? Identity. Womanity. Okay. Some people will argue that there is one. Like, there are specific things that constitute a woman. If somebody does not align with that, they are not a woman.
Like what?
I don't want to get into it.
Yeah, but it's not your view.
It's not my view.
You're just communicating
what some people believe.
Yes.
To be women. Like, but this is something that we're going to unpack further down, because there's a section where I want to unpack the stereotypes of being a woman. And, like, one of them is, like, you have to be feminine, for example. There's feminine, so many issues.
Quote unquote.
Yeah. Feminine. And there's so many issues with the concept of femininity and how femininity links to womanhood. I don't know, do you want to unpack that at the moment, at the time?
Perchance.
Please, like, feel free to do that.
I feel like those that know me will know that perhaps I'm not the most, like, traditionally feminine, like, behaving woman.
Yeah, feminine behaving woman.
Okay, like, you don't have to nod with that much, though.
That's right.
It's
crazy.
I feel like the idea of femininity is shut your mouth. Not fair. Don't want to hear it. Yeah? Don't want to hear it. But maybe that's just me, innit? And just because of the person that I am.
Yeah.
So it's like, because I don't subscribe to that, like, traditional, like, concept of what it means to be a feminine woman.
A feminine woman at that, yeah.
Like, I have my reservations towards the idea.
Yes.
Because, like, I'm not the most feminine woman in the world.
Based on what society says femininity
based on what society says it is. Based on, like, I don't know what constitutes femininity. Like, the way you dress.
Like, yeah, the way you dress, your mannerisms and your characteristics. Like, the stereotypical idea of a feminine person is to be docile.
Yeah, and soft, like,
you know,
gentle.
Gentle, outspoken, and they dress in a feminine way.
Look at me again.
and I'm sure you know what that means, to in a feminine way. So there isn't much more that I have to say about that.
I think it's dangerous.
Wow.
To project those norms sometimes, not all the time. I feel like it can be a little bit dangerous, because I genuinely believe that even some of the women who project it as well, that is not who you are on a day to day. It's not. Yeah. And you are it's so I don't know, maybe just me, but to me it just feels like that. Like, it feels so, what's that word?
Groupthink?
No. It feels like this.
Suffocating.
Yes. It's very suffocating. Thank you. Yeah, it's quite oppressive. And then it's like, you go on
English.
TikTok and they'll show you
English.
How to tap into your feminine energy and your feminine aura. Go and paint red nails. What?
Please.
And then go and do bath time.
I don't want to drag.
And that's why your pH balance is not okay.
Oh.
Bath time every day can't be good. It can't be.
But fairs.
Cynically, it can't.
But fairs. A lot of things that people project to be, like, femininity, I think this is the same with a lot of things. Like, people project a general idea of something. Mm-hmm. And as I said in one of the previous episodes, they they glorify it, they romanticize it.
And it's just that, and let's all be real with ourselves.
And the thing is, the people who are doing it on the internet, I know you don't do that every day.
Yeah, you don't.
It's giving a day in the life. Like, if
don't
you
get
see...
it twisted, there are some things for me, don't get it twisted, I'm not completely against the idea of femininity, but I feel like some of the things that, like,
the way that it's portrayed
under it is so, like, is that this is everyday stuff. Like, this is just hygiene.
Yeah.
As a man, be hygienic as well.
Yeah.
Like, or, like, going to the gym,
but
like, just taking
care
of your
different
health,
steps.
Eating breakfast, all of these things, like, this is just life.
Yeah.
Do that as a man as well, not just as a woman. Things like that, I don't have an issue with.
Yeah.
But I feel like, put, like, making it feel like there's a certain specific way to be a feminine woman, or, like, because by virtue of saying, like, feminine woman, you're, it's like, this is how you should be as a woman.
Yeah.
Remove the feminine. Yeah. And it's like, not every young girl is going to be like that. Yeah. I feel like I'm not as impressionable because I've never really been like that.
Yeah.
So I feel like it doesn't really do anything for me.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, what about the little girls that are looking at this and they feel like...
And they're thinking, but
they,
like,
have
I don't
to subscribe.
Feel like I want to do that,
yeah.
But I have to
and then
do
you
that
don't
because
feel
that's,
like,
that's what it's portrayed to be the right thing to do.
Like, not even just desirable, because not everything is about the male gaze. But, like, you don't even feel like... Like a, just a girl.
You just don't,
like,
you just
feel,
don't
like
feel
a, the baby girl that you are.
With your girls, you don't feel comfortable with the boys, basically.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you're just
because
being
just because you're
you
not a feminine woman as well does not mean that you want to be like a tomboy or you want to like chill with the guys.
Yeah.
Maybe
it
you want to be a girl's girl, but you're
not
just not
feminine,
the most feminine girl in the world, and that's okay.
Fairs.
It's quite all right.
Fairs, did you want to say something?
Feminine.
Yeah, in quotation marks.
Yeah.
Cool. That's the that's just what was interesting about the second definition. Like, we definitely went on a tangent, but that's okay. Another question that I want to ask is our current perception of womanhood a farce?
Mm.
And we basically kind of touched on that in a sense that a lot of things become popularized by media, and that is what a lot of people take in. So when you want to, like, find your identity, especially a lot of young girls or even young boys that want to find their identity, you're going to run to the internet to find how it's going to match, how you're going to find yourself.
You might not even run, but, like, just, like,
come across it,
yeah,
on the internet as well.
Yeah.
And it's just stuff like that that I just really wanted to touch on. Like, as I said, day in the life of a feminine woman, or how does one, like, how to become a feminine woman. It's just like...
Sorry.
It's actually fine. Don't you worry. It's just like... For, like, they make it seem like this is something that you do every day, this is something that you keep up consistently,
and
it's just not, it's not real, nothing is real.
Yeah.
And I think that is a lot of the issue with womanhood as in general, the perfection. It has to be consistent, it has to be perfect. And as Black women, because I can only speak for Black women, and the thing is, I'm sure it's the same for a lot of other white women and, like, women of other races, it's like, especially things with maintenance.
Yeah,
everything
has
to be top tier.
Yeah.
Everything has to be TT.
Like, how dare
every
how
day.
Dare your nail be crooked?
You don't know, like, before I even sat in front of this mic right now, what I looked like. A jump scare. Genuinely.
Oh, I had to say yeah. She said, like, yeah, you look scary, you look grass.
No, but, like,
you look to warm, warm.
No,
what you look
absolutely.
Like.
I know, don't you worry. But, like, the point, you understand what I'm saying, basically, which is that, like, the concept of womanhood is something that
so
I,
like,
think is just so...
You're
but
so,
no one
to
really
so...
touches on the grime of womanhood.
Being a woman.
Like, no one touches on the... Of being a, it's
I love being
horrible.
A woman.
Yeah,
it's
yeah, no one should get it twisted. But there are downsides to it all the time. But on the internet, and I think this is the issue with the internet in general, everything is just, like, it's... You wrap it in cotton wool.
Yeah, it's so cotton
somebody
wool.
Somebody said
that
to
me. Cotton wool.
You wrap everything in cotton wool, you make it fluffy, you make it nice, you make it perfect, but at the end of the day,
it's not real.
It's just not real.
And then you will just feel like you're just one beast of a lady.
One beast of a lady.
Yeah, because
I think I liked that.
Thank
sentence.
You. I came up with it just now, actually.
Because your nose crooked.
Because your nose are not
because your lace
sweet.
Is just a little bit lifted,
your hair is,
but
know,
it's been on
bit.
For a week.
And men.
Men
are allowed trimless for months. You're allowed,
yeah, trimless.
God
that
forbid.
Look. When will you get a retwist? God forbid I wake up a week after my install and the lace has shifted ever so slightly. The drag.
And men think they're so funny because they know buzzwords.
Yeah, they know. Oh, your lace is lifting,
and it's so annoying. Shut your mouth.
And I think that's what's sad, because of the patriarchy, womanhood is not only impacted by women in and of ourselves creating
men think they can have their
own, like, our own concept of being a woman, because we were even talking about this at the Black Untitled thing, the idea of like trends. We create our own womanhood with the trends. Everyone has heard UK black girl. The everyone has their own different type of trend, you know. We have the goths, as was said. We have the boho
really
girls.
Quickly.
I feel like UK black girl aesthetic, not to be like, just to indulge plantain very quickly.
Plantain Twitter real quick.
I think that is such a reductionist like perception of black women in the UK. I think black women in the UK are so versatile.
Yeah, we are.
If but you take a picture of what was UK black girl like last month, it's not the same this month. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I feel like UK black girl is like an evolving, maybe not last month, but like,
maybe not last month.
When,
okay.
when the phrase like in 2016 became, like, popularized, like, it's an ever evolving aesthetic. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's just a keeping up with the trend aesthetic. That's all it is.
Yeah.
Like, anyway, that aside.
Yeah. Okay, we can't unpack that.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, I don't really know where my brain is going with that one.
We don't even need to unpack it.
But that's fine. No, like, in the future, like, after this, I meant. Yeah, I even asked, like, to be a woman entails what exactly? Because in order for there to be a womanhood, and a lot of the definitions that we unpacked was based on the concept of the condition of being a woman, the nature or characteristics of a woman, and, like, women consider collectively. And it's just, I don't know. Do you know what? I don't think we can sit here right now and just give a definition of a woman. Because
I think problematic and we'll get in trouble.
It will be problematic. Yeah. And I just, that's just not the conversation that
we're
having right now. The conversation is about womanhood. So we're going to base the rest of the conversation on assumption of what womanhood is.
Yeah, yeah.
And we can just leave it at that. Now, this is what I really wanted to get into. Neighbourhood. Brotherhood. Sisterhood. Womanhood. Let's unpack that. A hood is a community that looks out for each other. Do we genuinely have a womanhood?
Do we need to?
Absolutely. Answer my question first before we start unpacking the answer to that, because that's a good question.
Do we have a genuine?
I feel like we do need to though, but we'll
womanhood or sisterhood?
Womanhood.
Okay, so like a community of women.
Yeah. Intersectionality comes into play now.
Jesus. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think there's pockets of communities.
Fairs. But is there a
like
womanhood?
For example, I personally feel like. I want to say things that are empirically true.
Okay.
I think to some extent, it could be argued that there is at least an attempt towards, like, a community of black women, for example.
Okay.
Or a community of, like, different types of, like, just pockets of women.
Yeah.
A collective womanhood with all women does not exist. No.
Wow. And why is that?
I think we all have different interests. I think some of our interests are even conflicting.
Yeah.
I feel like the same way, like, we're all human beings, there's no collective human community. Obviously, that's very, like, not reductionist, like, the opposite of reduction. That's, like, a major extrapolation.
Wow, English.
But, like, there are some people in the world that will not like the existence of me, for example.
That will not like the existence of you,
Or, like, do you know what I mean? Or, like,
yeah.
Or, like, there are people in the world that will not like the existence of different types of people.
Yeah.
Or, like, even, like, within women, there are homophobic people.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, there are homophobic women.
Yeah.
And then there are women who are part of the, like, LGBTQIA plus community.
So that
so
is
like,
their interests
are already conflicted.
You know there are racist women. And
exactly.
there are women
exactly.
who are of the race that is being ist. Did. This is why people are going to tell me
you get the gym.
That they need to increase the price of my
so
eggs.
That's why... The womanhood is hard to for it to
so we
and
can,
will it ever I don't think so.
Yeah, I agree. Unless we're in like a dystopian utopia. Do you know what I mean? Like a end of the world moment where like everybody is uniform, everyone is the same, so that would be a womanhood.
Okay. Yeah,
I think everyone is just too different for there to be a genuine
and I think that's okay.
womanhood. And I think because of the differences, there are going to be disagreements and people are just not going to want anything to do with each other.
Yeah.
So we can't have like a collective and overall womanhood. And I agree.
I think that's okay. fine.
So that links to the question that you asked earlier, which is like, does there need to be
a womanhood?
I think it will be nice. I think it will be...
But what would be the purpose of the community?
For people to just feel together as one and for people to support each other. Mm. that's what it is. And I feel like that, as you said, exists in smaller pockets.
Mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm.
everyone is a woman. But that, I think that's what, to me, is just a bit like, okay, so everyone is a woman, but there are different women. Actually, do you know what? Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to walk into London and there are different neighbourhoods.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
But
and
like, they
have different interests.
Everyone is like a person.
Yeah.
In and the also, area.
Also, because we're, because our journeys as women are so different, or because we have different interests, yeah. we're not at, all at and the we're same,
coming from different places.
Not point of womanhood, but we're yeah. not all at the same point yeah. in like life. In terms of like we said, intersectionality.
Yeah.
And the world treats all of us differently.
Yeah. Let
me so it's finish. Just like, it's like, your yeah. interests are just not my interests. Yeah. We have not, we don't, it's not that like we don't have any business being a collective, but as a collective, how do we define where we're going if we're going in two different places? It just wow. doesn't even make sense. So, or two different directions.
Yeah.
So.
And it just like a bit, not contradicts, but it makes the idea of a community very, very yeah, difficult yeah. because a community all has, usually generally the same aim, the yeah. same outlooks, the yeah. same like just the same a lot of things, the yeah. same ideologies.
Yeah, exactly,
I think that's the basis of a lot of like groups of people.
Mm-hmm.
Your mindset has to be similar.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're not going to be friends with someone who believes the complete opposite to you.
Yeah.
But it's like it depends on what they like. If you say you like chocolate and I like strawberry, okay, yeah, friends, yeah. we can still be friends.
Yeah.
But if it's like, you think all like black people should be dead and all like, you know what, like yeah. when it comes to like political,
we're gonna have issues
and social issues, which I think is a lot of the differentiating factors
mm-hmm.
For many women mm-hmm. just in general.
Because that's also based on that as well. That is not to say that because you're a white woman you can't be part of the like black community the of black, womanhood
not, yeah.
because like there's allyship and yeah. things like that, so like because your interest as a white woman might really coincide with the interest of the black community
point.
Of women, do you know what I mean?
That
so it's not based point. On your identity, like you said, it's based on your ideology,
yeah.
it's based on your goals, etc, etc.
So can men who have similar interests to us also be part of our womanhood?
Yeah,
do you see?
Yeah, good question. Yeah. I think they could.
And no one should get it twisted. No one should think that, oh yeah, it's giving pick me. Oh yeah, just let the boys play with us. Nah, that's not what it's giving.
Yeah.
No one should get it twisted. It's just more about if our the concept upon the definition that womanhood is
based
about
on natural characteristics and
ideologies and beliefs and aims and goals, then yeah, our womanhood can include
such,
brothers.
Their definition is stupid.
The definition that was there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, cool. I like that. I wanted to take it a bit trivial in a sense that it's giving...
I'm sure.
Like, women don't like each other. Because sometimes I feel like women can really be, like, women can be our biggest enemies.
Mm.
And we see that all the time. And, like, it's just...
Give me an example. I'm not disagreeing with you.
No, like, that's the thing. I can't just talk about giving, like, evidence, isn't it? So I should probably, like, think... But I don't... Please bring one.
The phrase "girl support girls."
Yeah.
You always see it on social media, but I feel like it does more harm than good.
Okay.
Girl support girls, because it's just like it will be a video of a woman who might not necessarily be conventionally attractive.
Yeah.
Mm.
And it's like other girls are in the comments saying "girl support girls" with laughing emojis, and it's just like.
It's more harmful than helpful.
Than helpful.
Fairs.
Outrightly saying that I as a woman don't support this
other yeah underhandedly yeah. yeah
but like, I'm taking this phrase that was like
supposed to unify and like, empower I do believe that sometimes, not all the time, sometimes women are women's own biggest like
yeah.
enemy, but I can't even sit here and tell you that I have an example. I'm gonna lie.
I think that's fair enough.
Yeah.
I'm trying to like work out in my brain if I agree or not.
Okay.
I'm trying to figure out where do I fall on that spectrum.
But to be honest, I think it seems like a wild or like a
outrageous. I don't think it's crazy claim. To say.
No, but it seems like it
okay.
because it's not really backed up by evidence. But I just feel like whether we like or not, that's gonna happen anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
So. The way that I'm saying it is as if like, oh yeah, 90% of the time women are against women.
Yeah, which
but
is not true.
It's not true. It's
and I don't think he believed that either.
No, I don't.
And I feel like as well, really quickly,
yes.
just to entertain that idea.
Yes.
Obviously, I know that's not what you're saying.
Yes.
But it's like, even sentiments like, I don't know. Obviously, I understand why people say the things they say.
Mm-hmm.
But like, again, like I said, mm-hmm. I'm a black woman. Yeah. I'm not just a woman. So like within the black community as well, when people say things like, oh, as black people, we're our own biggest issue or whatever. Yeah, like that, yeah. That sentiment,
that kind of sentiment
was like, as women, we're our own biggest downfall. Oh my gosh, in a seminar, I just heard a crazy statement like about how women, like we create our own issues basically by like making it, by like elevating the status of mm-hmm. our issues, we're basically making it deeper than what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And we should just basically shut up. A man yeah. said this, obviously.
Guys were in the so comments, you know, the video crazy. that went out before, and I was basically like asking like, what are black men smoking? That a lot of black men entered into the comments and were saying that, like, basically that, like, what are your issues then, type B? Like, what
as a black woman?
Yeah. That was basically what the comments were saying, and it's like, I think it's very reminiscent of what you're saying, which is, it's very reminiscent of, like, your point, which is that, like, people make it seem like we are our own issue.
Yeah.
And it's very easy to take the script like that.
Yeah, it's easy. It's an easy narrative to run. And I think it's such a problematic narrative. Outlook.
Yeah.
Because the reason why I have issue with that, like we just established now.
Yeah.
You can say that about the black community. The same can be said about women.
Yeah.
You think, obviously, I don't know what other races are going through. I don't know
mm-hmm.
the issues they face in their community. But the same thing can be said about every single community that exists.
Yeah.
Of that, like, people. You can't always just be like, oh yeah, black people, this is why we're our own issue. Like, shut your mouth.
It's when they say black on black crime. Like,
it's just crime.
It's just like, crime. Shut your mouth. And that, like,
these are just issues that are present in every like
that one has spun my head.
Community. Like it's just, I think it's a very stupid narrative.
Yeah.
I think it's a dumb narrative. And I think it's such a defeatist.
I don't know
if that's a word.
That sounds right.
Narrative, like, because it's just like, instead of, like, not to be, like, sunshine and rainbows, but, like, instead of us to be lifting ourselves up, like, before we even get in each other, we're bringing ourselves down that we're basically good for nothing.
Yeah.
And we don't know how to do anything good. Mm. And we're our own issue and da-da-da-da. And it's just, like, no, not fair. You can't say that.
And I think that speaks to the negativity bias of human beings in that 20% of the time, there's going to be an issue with women on women crime, if you want to call it that. And people are going to take that and
be like, this, as you is said, what extrapolate. Women
you're going to like make it as bigger than it is. As if they're not guys
in the comments saying like expressing the same sentiment.
Exactly.
Obviously, they're not going to say girls support girls and laugh like, well, who knows, they might. But it's like,
they're expressing the same sentiment, but it's going to be, oh yeah, the women are doing it to themselves type
thing. Exactly. And then like we spotlight that as if it's like crazy.
I genuinely believe, because I was deep in it today, like, I think women, the time at which they come together the most is when they're suffering. Let me explain. For me, it's like, I can look at someone and be like, oh yeah, like I don't have anything to do with them. Yeah, I don't care. It's not my business. Like,
my girl.
They're like, not really my type of girl, to be honest. But anyhow, like, it comes out that, oh yeah, they're in an abusive relationship I'm there.
Yeah. Because we can
don't ever
see each other.
Do that to her again. I'll be real. I don't care what type of woman it is, who type of woman it is.
Yeah.
If that woman, like, if she's undergoing some sort of struggle, but actually, I feel like
I want to say it's because we have the capacity to like see each other, and, like, I feel you and like I get. But I've never been in an abusive relationship.
Yeah.
For example,
so I don't think it's a.
So it's not even about. It's just a human quality to be able to empathize.
Actually, is it? Only because because what I think it is. Women historically, socially, politically have been at the bottom, have been suffering at the hands of every type of system. So it's not even that it's a human thing to do. I think it's a woman thing to do.
Can I beg to differ?
Not because
I was like waiting to see for how long you'll allow my hand to be here, and you have yet to throw it away.
Because I wanted to land.
Okay.
Not because women are intrinsically and inherently motherly and intrinsically and naturally loving. No, it's because we know what it feels like to suffer.
Yeah,
we know what it feels like to be the underdog.
I agree.
So therefore, when we see somebody in the same situation, we just don't want that for them because we know how it feels. And I'm not saying that this is just with women. It's with children. It's with, if you like, it's even with men. It's with like any type of person. That's our reaction because we know what it feels like to be at the bottom. I'm going to finish
now. Okay. I agree.
Okay.
To an extent.
To some degree.
I also feel like a layer of that is that, it's the same thing actually. It's just a, I agree. I think wholeheartedly actually. it's the same thing. It's just a different approach.
Yes.
I also feel like some of that is because men are at the benefit of the patriarchy,
yes,
whether they like it or not, whatever color you are as a man, you benefit from the patriarchy. I know it's
to some degree, maybe not at the at the same level,
obviously to a varying degree.
You are still a man.
You are still like
a man,
a stakeholder in the men. Patriarchy.
Yes,
whether or not you like it, I just really need you to understand that. That aside, I feel like as men, because they benefit from the patriarchy, like there's a level of like ignorance is bliss, and there's a level of comfortability that means I don't, life has never forced me to empathize with you in the way that other women can, because it's like,
wow, I'm that comfortable. Sentence there,
do you know what I mean? You got my gesture. I don't need to explain it for
you.
Spirit of over explaining.
Wow, we need to cast and bind it.
Thank you.
It's good like that. Cool, amazing. One very trivial point. Should I even mention this? They're gonna come for me and drag me in the comments.
Whisper, mate.
No, like, I can't really whisper, can I? It's literally in my head. Because when I said women don't support women, like, I'm so sorry. I know it's a cost of living crisis, but like, the lash techs, the nail techs,
they're not supporting the rest of us.
You are not supporting us. I'll be real. Like, the prices
and
are
becoming someone is gonna come in the comments and give us an economic breakdown of why it has to be this £120 price. I understand. Okay, I get it.
But obviously, the economy in 2008 is not the economy in 2024.
We know. We're not asking for £30 braids. We're not,
but I did used to, like, guys used to get their nails done for a tenner. Guys used to get their hair done for 25. And it's like, how did we get from 25 to 120? I just feel like, okay, yes, the economy's changing.
Yeah, like, pay by the hour.
But no. Can I say something? Am I allowed to say something?
Yeah.
Like, pay by the hour. Let's say it's roughly, let's round it to £13 now. £13 per hour. Longest nail appointment that I've had is like 2.5 hours. 2.5 hours with £13 per hour.
Even let's do 15.
Okay, let's do
for the sake of math.
15, absolutely.
That's like under £45.
Yeah. So why are the nail prices absolutely 65, 75?
Yeah.
A bit. What am I paying for?
Like, and if you can genuinely let us know, then we'll love to know.
No, genuinely let me know. And like, if you want to jump me in the comments, you can jump me in the comments. But I'll be real. I think I'm speaking for a lot of people.
Nail techs are at different stages of their career. And also, it's like, you know the value of your work.
And
I appreciate the value of your work to you.
The audacity of some nail techs.
I just...
You started yesterday. Why are you charging £45?
I just feel that. If you're that... And that's okay. I just feel like... That this is what makes it hard for me. I'm not gonna lie.
I'm not paying for your equipment when the nails don't bang.
A serial cheater.
When
I don't really. It's hard for me to commit to nail techs.
Fairs. Because your prices are changing every day,
and also like the sets that I want change every day.
Yeah.
And as such, your skill set like
doesn't like.
I'm gonna be looking for new things all the time. But what I will also say. Is that should I like come across an L-tech that I really like, and tomorrow the set that I want to do is £80, I will find an L-tech that does the same thing for 35.
Yeah.
And that's just my truth. I'm sorry. At the end of the day. And I just feel like that's just how the economy works. We learned it in school.
Sorry, I just completely spoke on top of you. But for me, it's like, this is just how women become isolated and then they gain that I'm gonna do it myself mindset, because it seems like people just want you to do it yourself at this point. Like there are barriers to entry.
There are barriers to entry, and what I will say is I understand that not every, like, again, to indulge in plantain very quickly.
Yeah, I feel like we've doubled the amount of the plantain.
Not every, like, if you can't afford UK Black Girl steak, you don't have to do UK Black Girl. Like, I get that.
Yeah.
I get that sentiment.
Yeah.
I'm not even talking about the necessity of a bust down. Like,
yeah,
that type of stuff. I'm just talking, like, general stuff that UK Black Girl not, like, getting your nails done that people want to do. And it's like, one thing I don't appreciate, though, is the narrative of, like, yeah, but if you can't afford it, then It's not
Yeah, I'm so glad you brought that up.
It's not nice.
Don't do that.
It's not.
Don't do that.
Leave people alone. Okay?
That's very reductionist as well. Because nice. That's what they like to do. The first thing that they're going to do is come for your pocket. And yeah, act like, but you're charging 45, why?
Stop.
Okay.
I understand. If you're high-end, like nail tech, and like you have a roster of customers that are paying your £70 fee, that's your actual business. That's okay. Yeah. Keep doing you, I guess. And that's between you and your customers.
Mm-hmm.
But I just feel like, in general, that whole narrative, like, yeah, you can afford it, then don't play the game, basically. Stop. It's not nice. Leave people alone.
It's not nice, it's rude, yeah.
Just leave them alone, okay?
Yeah, I agree. But yeah, as I said, that was just
they just want to play. Yeah.
That I wanted to address.
Trivia,
though. But this is interesting that we... okay, so... you can't laugh at the name.
Sorry, what?
That's another point that I wanted to make, which is that there are a lot of pick me girls in the...
That's not even what I was laughing at.
Yeah, I know you are.
Okay, yeah.
I know what you're laughing at.
Sorry.
There are a lot of pick me girls in the world of, like, womenhood that, like, kind of ruin it for everyone. Because, for example, like, I was having a conversation like the one black time.
I don't mind if you say that word.
Exactly. Like, you literally, like, touched on the point that I was about to touch on. Wow. So it was, like, I was having a conversation, and then, like, it was, like, two someone's girls, gonna come and talk three about boys.
Say the N-word if you're white. Keep it to yourself.
There were like two girls, me and another girl, and then like some man them, and then one of the boys must have been like, "Oh yeah, I'm females. Yeah, I'm females. Do this. I'm female." And it's just like, can you like
reduce the salt of it?
Reduce the salt of the word female, and we can absolutely go into
you don't like that either
and unpack the notion of like why the word female is derogatory and dehumanizing.
And unnecessary.
We can absolutely unpack that, but
men know that.
Yeah, surely.
Because
even if you don't have a full understanding and like educated understanding of why that's not quite the best.
Yeah,
I feel like as you were saying like these females ended it, as it's coming like, out of your mouth.
Can you not hear it?
There's a conviction in your spirit that what you're doing is like real. Yeah. Like you know it's quite aggravating. You can tell. Yeah, exactly. Or lady.
It's reducing, is dehumanizing,
it's reducing.
It's like,
I like that one.
I feel oppressed. that was a conversation that was happening. And like I pointed it out and I was just like, I'll be real, try like not to. If you could, like women, girls,
you
ladies,
know, there are synonyms.
Can we be respectful? And then the girl beside me must have been like, I don't mind. I'll be real. It doesn't matter. Like, I say females as well. And I just had to look at her and be
like, what are you doing? Why did you do that?
Oh my God.
Even if you don't mind and you don't know why it's not okay.
Why are you throwing me underneath the bus?
Like, you didn't have to. This is the solidarity that they're saying we don't have.
That we don't have.
Okay. Let's pretend at least.
At
sometimes.
Least, like, back my thing. Do you know what I mean?
And the thing is, yeah, there's a way to also be ignorant.
Mm-hmm.
That's not like that.
Yeah.
Because you could also just
be
like,
there's a way to be ignorant without being
like,
a pick me.
Oh, like, what do you mean? Like, or how come? Like, what's the issue?
Can you explain that? Because
you're
allowed
to be ignorant. There's no issue with you being ignorant. Yeah, not everybody's gonna know.
I'm definitely ignorant to a lot of
things. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So not you.
Like, but like just like in general. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So be ignorant better.
Mm.
Be better at being ignorant. Basically.
I'm gonna posit a claim that might be very, 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 very,
I'm
very,
scared,
very,
I'm scared,
very
I'm scared,
problematic.
I'm scared,
but
I'm trying, I'm
do you think that is true that men? Okay, so I'm gonna say that again.
sorry. I've reduced it.
Is it possible for me to say that men or brothers have like a concrete and solid like brotherhood that's better than a womanhood? I know that there's absolutely no need for comparison, but I'm just drawing a comparison for convo. That is genuinely what I'm doing.
And that's okay, because that's why we're here.
That's why we're here.
There's a mic in front of my mouth.
For convo. Ate that. Do you think that because, for example, one guy, like, he cheats on his girl.
Yeah.
The man them are going to be, like, they're not...
They're going to hold it down, at least.
Yeah, they're going to support his team type beat.
I don't know what you guys
think. If he wants to go, like, G10 people, like, they're going to help bring him the girls. Yeah. You know what I mean? And it's like, that's that real, like, boy... that's that real boy support boys type thing. they're really, like, that's what he wants to do. I'm going to support your grind.
Okay.
I want to do duck nails. Guys are screaming. Guys that want to support my ting. Guys that want to support my ting. This is what I mean by the man. I did. I mentioned it. I want to do duck nails. What do you think?
There's a reason why you said it to me now.
But that's like, actually, no. Do you know what? Not really. If the man them like was walking out like with one mad trim like that, they're probably gonna talk.
They're gonna laugh.
So that's a bad example.
Bad comparison.
With who was it? Who didn't come to school because they were waiting for their hair to grow out? Somebody did not come to school. It wasn't even bold. The trim just didn't bang.
I didn't come to school.
They didn't come to school.
Bro, you know there was...
wallabies are talking. They're going
to
laugh at
me. No, but like, talking wallabies.
Your wallaby after shows.
After shows, it's not. It's not talking like that.
You know in school, one of my friends,
yeah,
came to school, like, trim was just war. Like, it was not... It was so whoa.
It was whoa.
As he was wearing his hat in class. And like, you know you're not allowed to do that.
They told him to take it off.
My math teacher said, take it off. Listen. My math teacher said, take it off. You take it off. He said, put it back.
And listen, can you show me the longevity of the day?
It's so long. It's so long. Extended. Oh, my gosh. I will never forget that day.
Oh, that is so sad.
He said, you can't wear it.
Like, keep it back on. Like, you can't, just for you.
Mr. Medine. Best maths teacher of life.
He's forgiven.
I didn't learn anything in his lesson. Don't get it twisted. But that's my
that brotherhood for real.
That's that
men support men. Because I don't. Maybe it's because I'm not a man myself. I don't see the issues that brothers are facing in their own community. That they don't have any.
I think their brotherhood is so superficial though. I think they like just settle for less. I feel like male friendships, for example, they're so surface level to some extent. Like, boys will be talking about, girls, they become, they never get over it. Because you violated me. Women are women of, like, we're people of principle to some extent. I'm not going to lie, there's a limited, like, some of you have fought some of your friends, like, more
physically,
than twice.
Even, yeah.
I'm not going to lie to you, none of my friends can put their hands on me that many times and I'm still going to be your friend. Still that's like, not calm. Be your you boy. Violated. To some extent, keep that. If that's your brotherhood, you can have it.
I prefer the chaos in the womanhood where it's like because at least people are fighting chaos. for their like, respect.
Guys don't really to what extent you respect that each other. And also, a boy that can let certain things slide, like cheating aside, cheating included though actually.
Yeah.
But like there are certain things that boys do that are very unprincipled. If this was really your person and you was really like checking for them or like you cared about
you say,
them
I'll
as a
be
person,
real. You can't act like that. Don't do
it's
that.
Like, why are you acting like that?
First,
look at the way you act. So boys can keep what they have going on. That's your business.
Yeah.
Keep it. I don't even subscribe. That's why men are such simple.
You cancel your subscription.
That's why they don't comprehend.
You don't want to play the game.
I don't want to play their game.
First.
It's not a good game. Yeah. It's a set 8 game. I don't want to be there.
Yeah. I want to be in set 8. It is well. Praise him. Sorry. Next point. Quickly on the topic or the notion of black womanhood, I don't think it exists. Yeah.
Oh.
I think there are like
somebody
national
such a banger. Continue.
What's the banger?
Other day at the event.
Yeah.
Monday's event. She was speaking about collectivism and individualism.
Yeah.
And she was saying how, like, even the idea of community has become so tokenistic.
Yeah.
And so like. It's capitalism.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what do you mean? There are communities and I have to pay a subscription.
That's literally what it is.
Because there were Instagram communities of like black women, for example.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, but I have to pay £2.50 a month.
I
have to pay £5 a month to come to your events or to da da da.
You're so right. Like, what happened to just linking up? No, for real.
Like, I'll just
genuinely. What happened to just linking up in the park for free?
Mm-hmm.
What happened to that?
What happened to all that?
No.
Capitalism
that's a really good point.
Yeah. But please continue.
Guys are profiting off of literally anything at this point. Mm-hmm. But anyway, what I wanted to say was I don't think that there is a black womanhood partly because of intersectionality and linking to what we said before in that our aims and our ideologies are so different within the black community, within the black woman community.
Mm-hmm.
Our aims and our goals are just so different that we begin to diverge. Even in terms of religion, I feel like there are many religions within the black community and it's like guys are hitting on guys. And okay, cool. I'm not too well versed in Islam,
mm-hmm.
but I'm just gonna like say what I mean in that a lot of women who practice Islam also practice modesty. Mm. And the truth is, a lot of Christian women also do practice modesty. Yeah. But I think the general stereotype or the general idea is that Muslim women are modest and Christian girls, like, they just like open leg, they just like wear short clothes, they just do what they want. They don't care.
What stereotype is that?
But that's literally what it is. Like, Christian girls, you can do anything.
Yeah.
With basically, yeah. Or they like present themselves in any type of way, mm-hmm. And that's the, and I feel like stuff like that creates a conflict within like
the community, our,
the black community of womanhood, in that like you're just like, they just don't agree with different ways of life, mm-hmm, actually, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. not to say that those ways of life are like set in stone and that's what it is. I'm just saying that, like, those are the stereotypes and that's the ideas that are running around. Get out of the comments. Don't, I'm like, let's be so for real. That so is, that's
get out of the comments. Yeah, she said, I can see you typing right now.
Cause that's what it is. And I think that's where we diverge. That's one. Mm-hmm. And goodness me, this one like spins my head every single time.
Mm.
As I posted, I have to keep talking about the TikToks that I post. And then, like, guys were in the comments and asking me, is she even black, though? Americans, is who even, God will American forgive women. You. Black American women, not all black American women, some black American women need to get a grip.
What did they teach them in school?
I don't know what they teach them in school, but do you know what I think it is? Because the concept that African women or women from the UK who know their heritage and are from African descent, mm-hmm. are not black is crazy to me, mm-hmm. because the thing is that Americans are using the concept of black as they're using it as a nationality rather than an ethnicity.
Okay, as in like being black, like to be black is to be African American.
Yeah, being black.
I also feel like there's a danger there. Sorry.
Can I finish what I wanted to say?
Please do.
Because now you stopped my flow.
No.
Being black is phenotypical.
Mm-hmm.
And they're making it seem like it's a genetic thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's not to do with your nationality. It's not to do with...
But even if it was a genetic thing,
mm-hmm.
I'd still be black. Do you know what I mean?
Yes. No, because I don't think they understand the concept that let me close my mouth and no one can hear my accent. Me and an American girl sit next to each other, they're going to treat us the same. We're black.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, taking away the black identity from Africans and from UK, people from the UK who are black is just really, I think that's a problem. Mm-hmm. Stop doing that, please. Thank you.
I also feel like as well, I feel like part for me of my issue with black Americans feeling that they can police the idea of being black is that you lot like associate blackness with slavery.
Our
blackness not be defined by slavery.
Amen. May it not. That's a really good point.
I also do feel like as well policing a label that we didn't create is so boring.
Yeah, I think it's just
like part it's of a it social like construct that they made,
wanting to have power that you so never boring. Have. Yeah, I think that's what it is. Yeah.
And it's like, what is it based off? Like in a book, I read that like in the UK,
mm-hmm.
blackness wasn't like as much as it is phenotypical now, and like our idea of race has evolved.
Yeah,
like Asian people were considered black. Everything that is not white is black.
Yeah,
like it's just us versus them. That's all it is. It's a social construct. It's us versus them.
And that's the thing.
And people are gonna tell me black because it's not a social construct. Okay, whatever.
Who is gonna say
but
that?
It's just like people like say anything.
I hear the wildest things.
So like, it's just like, what? I just feel like shut up. Actually,
like shush people.
Yeah, yeah. Ultimately, okay. That's the aim of that sentence.
Thank you for
shush
that.
It.
Perfect.
Cool. Done.
Moving on to stereotypes really quickly.
Moving on. That's how we.
In order to be a woman, do you have to have children?
No.
straight and easy answer.
No, you don't.
Okay.
I feel like previously in life, people would have held that view,
mm-hmm.
that to be a woman is to be a childbearer.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just so sad.
Yeah.
Because not every woman has the capacity to do so.
Fair.
So it's just like, that's just not fair.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just know.
That's
it.
Nothing more to it. Yeah. I agree. I just wanted to put it out there just for the conversation. Because a lot of the time, you see this, because I think this links to culture a little bit. A lot of the time, even in church, Mother's Day just came and went. And it's like, you're saying, well done to all the mothers.
Mm.
And single women stand up as well. That's what happened because you weren't there.
Oh, is it?
They said single women stand up as well when they were congratulating the mothers, and it's just like, for a lot of
as well,
African. I'm gonna say African because I'm African. That's the only people I can speak for. But I'm pretty sure it's like prevalent in a lot of ethnic communities that womanhood equates to motherhood, and once you're a woman, you are a mother, and that's just like, if I'm not a mother, does that take away from my identity as a woman?
And it shouldn't, because that's unfair.
Yeah.
Because even Mother's Day obviously is a good day. We ought to celebrate our mothers.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it's sad. That's so sad because the women who, we all deserve to be celebrated.
Yeah.
The women who, the sisters right that, like the big sisters, they're us. Like, we also deserve to be celebrated. Right. Why you, what, you can't point at me like that.
I am a big sister. Exactly, because you're a big sister. Like,
before I just drag your eyelash.
I just feel like that was anti-black. That was anti-black.
Wait.
So that's that youngest sibling that energy youngest that sibling I've never ever heard from real. You.
What? You don't feel like, what about the big brothers?
Wow. Oh, she glanced.
I didn't push, but is that all that
but I raised.
To be celebrated.
Oh, but I raised.
Because we didn't push. I did not push.
And I think, but the thing is, I feel like that's even more reason for me to be celebrated. I never made the choice. Okay, bring you here. Some people didn't make the choice to have children.
Yeah.
But I never made the choice even more.
Even more. <though. laughs>
To take the child that my mother provided and to raise that. I have raised my siblings. I'm so proud to say that I have raised my siblings. And it's like, I'm not saying that, oh yeah, like I need to stop doing that, even though it becomes an issue in some households where it's like the oldest sibling, usually the oldest like sister. Is like taking over the house, bro. Mm-hmm. Like being mummy type thing.
Not every household.
No, it's fine. It's okay. Fine, but like, yeah, it was given very much younger siblings.
Yeah, that was that. Yeah. Younger syndrome.
Yeah.
But yeah, celebrate all women.
That was one of the stereotypes.
Next stereotype. I hope you're not tired already.
Me?
No, this one. No, never. I like talking about women.
Yeah, I knew you did.
I really like women.
Okay. I liked that sentence. Okay, cool. Next one. I think we've already touched on this.
Yeah.
As you've seen it, is like womanhood intrinsically feminine?
Nah. Okay. And it doesn't have to be.
Yeah.
And it's okay to not be.
Yeah.
And if you're not the most feminine woman in the world, it's okay. You're still a woman.
I think there's...
If you identify as much.
Yeah. I think there's something so womanly about a masculine woman.
Wow.
Personally.
That security.
Yeah. I just feel like there's the concept of being a woman for me is like overcoming struggle, but like being powerful, being empowered, being confident in yourself and knowing who you are and being unapologetic about it.
That's good.
And it's like going against the norm and going so contrary and being against the grain like that as a masculine woman. And like in different ways, it can be like externally, like the way that you dress, it could be masculine, but it could be masculine in a non, what's the word? What's that word that they use? Because like, for example, in the workplace, women are considered more masculine when they're more dominant, when they're more confident to like voice their views, when they're more like, when they're in, bro, being a CEO is, no, I can't say that, can I?
No, but you can.
Okay, cool. Like, being a CEO is a masculine trait, is a masculine thing, according to society, the way it has been presented. And it's like, to me, that's so womanly of you, because you've...
To go against the grain.
Yeah, you've taken something and you've made it your own. Like, you're so empowering. Go you. That's how it makes me feel. But yeah. Anyway, just to culminate that, you don't have to be feminine to be a woman.
Yeah.
Next...
Thank you. Next.
In order to be a woman, does that mean you have to have struggled?
No.
Wow.
I think there's inherent struggle in being a woman.
Yeah.
As per the patriarchy, full stop. But not every woman will be like... I guess it could be argued that not every woman is exposed to the ills of the patriarchy. At the same time, I think that's false.
Yeah.
Because I think every woman is.
I was going to say every woman is.
I think every woman is. They might just be ignorant to the fact that they are.
Yeah. Because, you know, like, yeah. the woman who will be, like, the world, the pygmies, that will be, like,
yeah. oh, I'll yeah, be like, no. I don't have the no, no, no. Yeah, I don't no. think
yeah, but men have never oppressed me.
Yeah. It's going to get up one day. That's so real. Yeah, they're not, but conversation for
the day. So in terms of does, like, being a woman mean that you've struggled, mm-hmm. I think your womanhood, like, is synonymous with, I don't want to say synonymous with struggle, but it's like associated with struggle to some extent.
Associated with,
but that's not to say that you've like encountered some like traumatic, like personal struggle, necessarily.
Because your the identity thing is, to struggle obviously is on a spectrum, and there's the extreme struggling, and there's also just like,
and like structural,
general,
struggle.
Structural, good English struggle that you face as a woman historically, politically, and all of that. Yeah, okay, cool, amazing.